Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest in Denver, Colorado, is Kathy Buchanan, one of the owners of Independent One Carpet and Home outside of Detroit. Kathy, how you doing?
I am doing great, Kemp.
So let's talk a little bit about your business. How is business in your retail store outside of Detroit?
One word, stellar.
Stellar?
Stellar. We are up close to 16%, actually 15.82% the last time I checked.
You know, yes. The industry right now nationwide is flat. So how are you doing so well?
Consistency. Uh-huh. I think our consistent message to our consumers is very strong. We do a mix of digital advertising, more traditional advertising. So I think I've told you many times, I think our store is an anomaly in a lot of different ways with respect to the industry. We have a beautiful showroom. We keep it up. We make sure that our staff is trained and knowledgeable, and I have the best team supporting me, and we have a happy environment, so it's kind of like happy wife, happy life, happy staff, happy customers.
Okay. So is there one job that kind of threw this thing up out of kilt? No?
Okay. No, it is a consistency of jobs. Our average ticket has gone up. We have the Karastan line. I'm not going to say that it's all due to that, but it has brought a lot of people to our store because a lot of people are brand aware.
Right.
Even though we were told yesterday at convention that people are not brand aware, they are. There's still those names that are resident in the consumer's mindset. But I'm advertising a lot, and you know, you get what you pay for type of a thing.
So. You know, that Karastan name goes all the way back to Marshall Field. I mean, it's a name that stood for quality since
1928.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been brainwashed.
Okay. All right. So I think that's part of your win. I think you had a big sale, a Karastan sale that did real well.
We had a huge Karastan sale, National Karastan Month. We had a fabulous lease promotion with Carpet One. I thought my staff did a wonderful job with that. And with that promotion, a lot of money went to Carpet One's philanthropic program, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. So I know Mohawk donated almost $90,000 with the sale and additional donations. And our store alone, we did 1% of our sales went to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation during May and June, like May 6th to June 6th. And we wound up sending them over $1,000 just with lease sales. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Mm-hmm. So another question I'd like to ask you before we get to this meeting.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at what's selling now, we hear that LVT is all of the growth in the business. And I'm curious how it is that consumers know about LVT, want LVT, buy LVT. Why did this thing take off so fast?
Here's the thing. There are active families that are in their homes. There are pets in the homes today. Some people that don't have children, their pets are their children. They're their life. So with carpet and pets, they somehow don't mix as appropriately as can be. Children make spills and messes, and what better to clean up than a hard surface floor that is pretty resilient to both pets and children and water. Mm-hmm. So I think that really became a selling point. Stores are switching their showrooms, so a lot of the demographics or the real estate on your showroom floor has been dedicated to hard surface. Sales reps are coming in and telling their story, and this is why my floor is better than their floor. And the salespeople are being over inundated with all of that. They're beautiful floors. They're so realistic.
They are realistic.
I mean, the tiles today that I saw yesterday from the Dixie Group and U.S. Floors, like mind-blowing, like
so they're emulating
real stone and real marble and hand-scraped woods and beautiful exotic woods, and to know that they're pretty resilient and kind of foolproof, it's a no-brainer for the consumer to make that kind of investment. But you can't disregard carpet. Carpet's warm and cozy and quiet.
So up in the Michigan area, carpet still sells well?
Yes. We are, believe it or not, still 60-40. So 60% soft surface, 40% hard surface.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you just took us to the show. We are at the Carpet One Summer Show. And last night you walked the show floor. You've been through a whole day of meetings. Tell us some of the highlights of things that you're excited about.
You know, not necessarily all product am I excited about, but the tiles. We're going to be taking on the stone collection from U.S. Floors.
Did Pete sell that to you?
He wished he sold it to me. I just want it because I know it's good. And I'm excited to have it because we don't sell ceramic in our store. So this will be the closest project for us to kind of compete in that arena to other stores.
And you don't sell ceramic because of the installation issue?
I don't have installers. Yeah, okay. Although Emser Tile told me last night as I was getting ready to walk out, and I have to see them today, that they have a installation program that I should be interested in. So I'm going to go talk to them today. Mm-hmm. But what else excited me? You know, we have a couple new waterproof wood programs. One is through Shaw, through Carpet One. It's Carpet One Vent branded. Yeah. And that one's called Hydratec. And then we learned about a new one yesterday from Baroque that also carries that Hydratec name.
So you mentioned the Hydratec. This is the multi-layered flooring with a real wood top that Shaw had on their floor last night, and it was gorgeous, wasn't it?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. And then U.S. Floors has one as well. So no criticisms to Baroque and Shaw's product, but U.S. Floors lamella is definitely thicker than the lamella that's on the Hydratec products. So I'm going to be interested to see what our consumers think about that. So you know what? They can get the best of both worlds. If they want a waterproof product that LVT is so strong about, why not have a wood product? Because people do want wood.
Yeah.
They don't want fake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I know that one of the unique parts of this meeting is that it's the year of the salesperson, and you actually brought a person here to participate. I think you had it's collectively the whole group brought a total of 125 people who'd never been here, and they're taking them through a sales track, right?
It's wonderful. Jason is not only just a sales associate, not that nobody's just, but he's also my sales manager and claims manager, and he has enjoyed it. I saw him right before general session, and his eyes were like glazed over.
Yeah.
So much information, and because we have so much LVT on the showroom floor, he goes, "My feet are killing me." And I was like, "Yep, now live in my world." But he's learning a lot, and I'm excited for him to bring it back to my sales staff.
All right, Kathy, it's great to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Kathy Buchanan with Independent Carpet One Floor and Home outside of Detroit. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.